The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hello, my lovely, lovely friends in spirit. Welcome to this episode of Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. And in the past few weeks, we have been on a journey together. We've been sitting with the angels every Thursday of the month of December, getting wisdom and guidance from them as we say goodbye to 2021 and get ready to welcome 2022 with grace and joy and strength. Part of that welcome to 2022 is a year overview, which will happen with me and the angels on Facebook Live, January 1st at 11:11, 2022. So find my Facebook page at Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator. And you can like that in advance to be ready for our date on January 1st at 11:11. These messages for this week are for December 16th through the 22nd, and I'm using a really sweet deck by Denise Lynn, Soul Coaching Oracle Cards, What Your Soul Wants You to Know. This week's message, I want to preface it with, you are. They said each card answers the question or the observation from us, who you are to them, and the answer is you are. So the first card we pull, you are wisdom. Oh, receive that recognition and that love. You are wisdom. Your angels say, think of all you offer to people by just being you, by just showing up. You offer wisdom, not just from your experiences in this lifetime, but also you're an old soul. We all are at this point. And you bring in wisdom in the fibers of your being and in your soul and in your spirit. And when you walk through the grocery store or you go to work or you fall asleep and connect with the consciousness, you are sharing your wisdom. You are wisdom. Here's the affirmation that goes with that. All I truly need is within me. That's true. Think of all you went through in 2021. All you need is within you. How is that possible? Because within you is your creator. You're made of the same star stuff as God. You have that loving, loving power within you. You are wisdom. All you truly need is within you. You are radiance. You are a radiant reflection of God's light. If this wisdom of God is within you, and it is, if God is within you totally, and God is, then every time you open your eyes and smile and look around, and every action that you do, every thought you have, you are shining God's light. You are God's flashlight. You are God's beacon. Do you love yourself enough to know that? Can you recognize that? When people are at their darkest, you show up with light. When you are having a dark day, you help other people notice the light and they pull you back in, don't they? You are radiance. You are action. The angels say sternly, we have a lot of spiritual guidance for you, don't we? We're in partnership. You are in partnership with God, and that is about action. And we notice that you are action. You're movers and shakers. You ask questions. You pray on what to do. You read the books. You listen to the podcasts. You watch the clouds and the stars. And then you take action. You are God's hands. You are the angels incarnate. You are action. And the affirmation is, I step into my glorious future with determination and power. This card tells us that all that we've been through in 2021, all the actions will be wrapped up with love, stored away in the Akashic records, and prepare energy and room for all the actions to come in 2022. it's going to be a good year. The next card, you are energy. The angels affirm and validate and teach you who you truly are. You are energy. God is energy. We've created this dimension that's pretty material, right? We can knock on wood. We can walk on earth. You are energy within that. Everything is made of energy, including you. And energy is infinite. So what can you do with that energy? You are pliable. You are limitless. You are energy. Sometimes the angels say they encourage you to turn off your energy like a light switch so you can be one with God, just you and God with that energy. And other times you turn that light back on and your energy explodes everywhere to everyone around you. That's a message of care. That's a message of balance. Sometimes you need to go within and just sit with God, pull that energy close so that you have more energy available to shine out to everyone else. Think about that. The affirmation is healing energy and immense vitality flow through me easily and effortlessly. As we hear this affirmation, the angels would like to put healing energy through your body right now. I'm going to repeat that affirmation. The angels are saying it right in both of my ears, right and left. And as you hear their sound resonate through my voice, imagine that every pain, illness, memory of trauma is being healed with light as these words are spoken. Prepare for healing. Healing energy and immense vitality flow through me easily and effortlessly. Healing energy and immense vitality flow through you easily and effortlessly. Healing energy and immense vitality flow through you easily and effortlessly. This has been a wonderful year. It's likely that the next time you hear from the angels and me, we will be in the new year. Remember that we have a date, January 1st at 11/11/2022 on Facebook Live, where we get to hear from the angels about every month of the year ahead. I hope that however you celebrate the end of 2021, it is surrounded in blessings. It's infused in blessings. I hope that you feel the love, and I am grateful for all you have given to me in this year. I know I can't see all of you sitting in my closet with me, but boy, I can sure feel you, and I'm grateful. Thank you for being part of my spiritual life, and I am so grateful that you are part of mine. Let's commit to each other that we'll get in touch, shall we? Either in our hearts, thinking of each other, whether that's, oh, I should see if Rachel has a new podcast, hearing the I love you at the end, or actually reaching out to me on Facebook to say hello. That just brings me so much joy. If you want to connect, go to rachelcorpus.com. That's my website. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook. Remember, you want to like my business page at Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator prior to January 1st, so you can be ready to hear those messages from the angels. This network, the Mind, Body, Spirit FM network, is growing and will continue to grow. I'm so proud to be part of this. There are so many great podcasts, and they're all uplifting and educational. You can download a free app on your Android or Apple device and access all of those shows and all the episodes as they drop. You'll get notifications that one is ready, and you can always listen to the archived old episodes as well. If you have not heard this recently, hear this from the angelic realm. You are loved. I sure love you. See you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
Intuition is our spiritual GPS and the single best tool that we have for navigating our lives. I'm Victoria Shaw, and on my Intuitive Connection podcast, I will share with you the ways to connect with your intuition and awaken the gifts of your soul. In each episode, I'll draw on my own intuitive gifts and my training as an Ivy League trained counselor and psychologist to help support you in reaching your highest potential. Start listening now on Mind Body Spirit FM Podcast Network or wherever you find your podcasts.